This is a guided loving kindness or metta meditation. I'm Mark Nicholbein from the Secular Buddhist Association, and I hope that this session will be of benefit to your practice. Beginning by settling down into a comfortable position, either seated or lying down, and if you're sitting, try to sit in a posture that allows you to keep your back upright but relaxed. Many people like to practice loving-kindness meditation with their eyes closed, but if you prefer, you may have your eyes softly open with a relaxed gaze. And spend just a few moments now coming into the moment, sensing into your body as you sit here or lie down, and we'll begin. Taking a few moments just to relax the body, relax the mind, and allow yourself to become fully present in this moment. Loving kindness meditation, or metta meditation in the Pali language, is a practice of cultivating an intention for open-heartedness, kindness, and love. As we practice together, you may feel sensations of kindness, warmth, openness, or you may not feel those sensations. What's important is that whatever you're feeling, this practice helps us set our intention to open our hearts and strengthens our capacity to respond to others with an attitude of openness and love. To begin our practice, bringing the attention to the breath as it enters and flows from the body. And allowing the breath to carry your attention to the area of your heart, or wherever you feel sensations of kindness and warmth when you feel them. And as you bring your attention to your heart space, just noticing what's there right now to be felt. Feel open, it may feel closed or numb, you may feel the gentle rhythm of the heartbeat, perhaps tension or some other emotion, or you may feel nothing at all right now. Whatever's there to be felt, just notice. Now, visualizing in your mind's eye a time when you felt particularly open-hearted and loving. Or, if you can't recall such a time, imagining a time when you would feel open-hearted. Maybe this time was with someone you were in relationship with, mother or father, grandparent, friend, teacher, perhaps even a pet. Whatever that source of open-hearted loving kindness, allow yourself to bring that person into your awareness fully. See their face, hear their voice, and bring into your awareness as much as you can that time when you felt open and loving. And as you bring this person, the situation, into your imagination, noticing what's happening in your heart area right now. And if you notice a sense of warmth, openness, a glow, let your awareness rest in that sensation as we begin by sending loving kindness to ourselves. You can use the phrases I'm going to be using, saying them silently in your mind after me. If you're not a word person, you can use an image, a sense of color, or a sense of energy. Whatever works for you to send yourself wishes of good things. Keeping your awareness at the heart, repeat after me. May I be safe and protected. May I be truly happy and deeply peaceful. May I embrace my life completely, just the way it is. May I be free. Dropping these phrases as if you could drop them into the well of your heart, of your awareness. And just noticing, listening carefully to your heart. May I be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May I be truly happy and deeply peaceful. of my life completely, just the way it is. May I be free. Noticing what's going on in your heart area right now as you send yourself an intention of loving kindness. Perhaps it feels strange or artificial or awkward. Often as we begin this practice, that's how it feels. You needn't think that you're doing anything wrong or that you should be feeling any different than the way you feel right now. The practice is to set your intention and be mindful of what's going on in your heart space right now. Now, bringing into your imagination the image of someone whom it is very easy for you to love. Someone who opens your heart as you just imagine their face. And again, it may be a parent, or grandparent, or other relative, a teacher, a friend. It may be a spiritual figure, it doesn't matter who you imagine. As long as it's someone who you love very easily and spontaneously, and as you bring that individual's image into your imagination, sense that you can send the warmth of loving kindness from your heart to that individual. Imagine that they can receive that loving kindness, that they smile warmly at you as they receive the good wishes that you're sending them. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be truly happy and deeply peaceful. May you have ease in every aspect of your life. And may you love your life completely, just the way it is. Imagine this person's face. Say their name in your mind as you send these wishes of loving kindness to them. safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be truly happy and deeply peaceful. May you love your life completely, just the way it is. May you live your life with ease. Dropping these phrases, or whatever phrases work for you, into the well of your heart and listening very carefully to hear what happens. And in the next stage of our loving kindness meditation, this time bring to mind a person that you may feel neutral toward. Somebody like a neighbor, clerk at the store, someone at work that you don't get to talk to often. Someone where you can imagine their face, but to whom you have a sense of neutrality. Someone you don't really know that well. Take a moment to bring this person's face into your imagination as if they were sitting right across from you. Taking a moment to reflect that even though you don't know much about this person, you can be sure that, just like you, they want to be happy. They want to live a healthy, productive life, free of suffering. So as you bring them into your awareness now, imagine you can send loving kindness to this person. Sense that that individual receives your wishes of love and care, and that they respond. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be truly happy and deeply peaceful. Love and embrace your life completely. May you live your life with ease. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be truly happy and deeply peaceful. May you love your life completely, just the way it is. May you be free. And in the next stage, this time bringing to mind someone that you've had difficulty with. And as we begin this practice, you might not choose to work with someone who's caused a great deal of trauma in your life. Someone who you'll feel okay about being in their presence for a little while as you bring them into your imagination. And to the extent that it feels comfortable for you and safe, imagine this person's face, hear their voice, and notice what happens in your heart as you imagine this person. And as you begin to send them wishes of loving kindness as well. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be truly happy and deeply peaceful. May you love your life completely, just the way it is. May you live your life with ease. Reflecting that whatever difficulty you've had with this person, they too want to be happy. They too want to be free of suffering. Perhaps they just don't know how to go about doing that, or the way they're trying to achieve that is very unskillful. Reflecting that this individual wants to feel love in their life as well. As we send loving kindness once again, be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be truly happy and deeply peaceful. May you love your life completely, just the way it is. May you be free. And now in the final stage, seeing if we can broaden our heart of loving kindness to encompass more and more people. Starting by imagining that you're sitting in a circle with all of the people that you just did loving kindness for. You, your beloved person, neutral person, and even the difficult person, and reflecting that you all have love and kindness as your birthright, and sending loving kindness radiating out to all of the people sitting in the circle with you right now. May we be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May we be truly happy and deeply peaceful. May we love our lives completely, just the way things are. May we live our lives with ease. And may our hearts be filled with loving kindness. Sensing the warmth and glow radiating out wider and wider to include everyone in the building you're in right now, everyone on the street, in your town, in your country, radiating loving kindness out to the whole world, and as far as you would like to imagine, sending that sense of loving kindness to all beings everywhere, to all living things, whatever kind of living things they may be, holding them all in the heart of loving kindness. May all beings be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May all beings be truly happy and deeply peaceful. all beings live their lives with ease. May all beings be free. Allowing the heart to embrace all beings without exception. Allowing that loving kindness to radiate out in all directions, to embrace all beings everywhere. May all beings be safe and protected. May all beings be free from inner and outer harm. May all beings be truly happy and deeply peaceful. May all beings be suffused with the great heart of loving kindness. And now, as we come to the end of our formal loving kindness meditation, reflecting that at any time, by bringing your awareness to your heart and setting your intention to greet the world with loving kindness, you can return to this place of openness and of love. May the benefit we experience from practicing together today be shared with everyone that we come in contact with, and through them may it radiate out to all beings everywhere. For the Secular Buddhist Association, I'm Mark Nicholbine. Thank you for joining me.